what will you do about reducing the $10 billion-plus shortfall in the state pension program? And, Bill, you were just down. You could stand up and start.
We have reserves right now, I'm going to guess. Without getting in the permanent fund, we're $16 to $18 billion in reserves. But if we don't increase oil production, we may be eating into that. We do have an obligation of, I believe it's 25 years, and we are paying that right now. We are paying, I believe, $360 million more than we should be in order to pay off the retirement debt projection. I had a question. Oh, here we go again. I went over because I've spent a lot of time with your senator, walked over his office. He says, come in here. The retirement board was sitting in there, and they said they want $4 or $5 billion. The way it works is if we gave them $4 or $5 billion, they took high-risk investment, they lose it, we have to backfill that. We're actually better off not putting the money into the retirement system but holding it back on our side if we can get a return. I don't know if we're lucky to make 2 or 3% now, but it's better than losing in the stock market or high-risk venture capital investment 10 or 20 or 30%. We can hold that money. We have it in reserve sitting there. How you pay it, we are paying down the debt, and we're paying it every year, and we keep increasing. And I believe in a few years we'll be paying almost $1 billion a year, so that we are going to meet that demand and request. Again, we don't owe it today. It's a projection that we owe, and we have the money sitting there. So.
The unfunded liability with the state's pension program is, I think, another example of sort of financial responsibility. And the state, one, I don't think can make commitments that it can't keep in the future. And that's a hugely important issue to underline, that now as we face this unfunded liability, we have to keep that in mind in the future with future commitments that we make. But this unfunded liability is on the books now and needs to be addressed. And I think what the state legislature is doing now is going in the right direction and basically working every year to put payment into the program. I think the question again comes back to where's the money going to come from to be able to pay for the unfunded liability. And I mean, next year, if House Bill 110 passes, which is the oil tax bill, the state faces a $615 million deficit. A deficit of $615 million. That's a tremendous sum of money. And if we're facing a deficit of that size, there's going to be no money to pay down the unfunded liability or for really any other programs in Alaska. So I think it's really a question of, one, honoring commitments we've made in the past, which means responsibility in the present, so we can pay down this future unfunded liability.